Good morning, Monday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Northern Plains farmers are gearing up for the new planting season. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has more.
Farmers are pulling out the planters and preparing for the 2020 growing season. However, cold temperatures and flooding are pushing back spring field work in parts of the Northern Plains. Langford, South Dakota-based Dairyland Seed District Sales Manager Keith Rico says right now farmers plan to stick with a typical crop rotation.
They know the history of their land and what they can get into, what they can't, what the rotations are there, if they can change rotations or not, and maybe it's your fertilizer situation and or seed. And we still want guys to have a good plan for a balanced maturity, not have all your eggs in one basket. Maybe you want to change that to, instead of be a one-third late, one-third medium, one-third early, maybe go 20% later, still keep some of your yield potential open. And we don't know how the summer's going to come out yet, so we still have potential for having a great year, even for planting.
CHS Devil's Lake Agronomy Sales Manager Jeremy Safransky says area farmers are 2 or 3 weeks away from planting, weather dependent. First, farmers have to get fields prepped as very little fall field work was done and very little fertilizer was applied.
There's still a little bit of corn left in the field, some soybeans that are carried over from last year as well, and there was a lot of ground that didn't get worked last fall. As we go forward, we know that the ground temperature is going to be pretty cold this year, so we definitely have to think about some seed treatment and fungicides this spring. We're filled with up to the rafters with fertilizer to make sure that we have enough product on hand to service all of our farmers. When it hits, it's going to come fast, and I always want to make sure everybody's safe.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.